The Greys are said to respect a reptilian humanoid being as their god. Now this is where things get interesting. The being that deceived Adam and Eve is called a serpent and is also known as Satan. Satan is described as a serpent-like being in several scriptures. The book of Genesis calls him a serpent or a snake, and the book of Revelations calls Satan a dragon. Satan is a reptilian humanoid. The Bible says Satan can shapeshift into an angel of light. Satan's appearance and his abilities lines up with a being known as a reptilian. People who claim to see reptilians said these beings are humanoid reptile-like beings and can shapeshift into anything they please. This is exactly what Satan is. These reptilian beings also claim to be so-called aliens. This is just one big agenda, one last attempt for Satan to deceive the world into worshiping him. Have you been deceived?
The whole Luciferian thing, the kids being killed and eaten, I mean, that humans have been eaten and taken off planet, et cetera, and used for slaves in other colonies, et cetera.
I hate to say that, but that's far worse than what you've just said.
It's okay. Far worse.
Yes, far worse.
Far worse, yeah.
And that, the whole blood situation is... It's unbelievable, and
right.
I don't know how we say that to the public. I don't know how
they're taken away or their child, and it's, I'm more concerned about the children, obviously, than anything else.
That's
you know.
That's it. That's what.
And so that's my statement. My statement is, you know, I care about the children, and I want to protect the children. How can you protect a child? You must tell them. You must tell their parents. What's happening, what's really going on this planet, and it's about time we humans are able to protect ourselves. You know, there's a lot of New Agers out there who want nothing but to believe that there's ETs, definitely, but they're all hearts and flowers and good guys.
Right. Yes.
And this is such a dangerous thing to put out there.
This is a person I respected tremendously, very, very senior person. He told me, he said, Lou, I want you to stop doing this. I said, okay, sir, I certainly can, but may I ask why? And he says, well, we already know what it is. Now, at that moment, I honestly thought maybe it was our own technology. I was running up against some super uber secret SAP, and, you know, they were telling me to stop. And I said, okay, sir, so it's ours? And he said, no, that's not what I'm saying. And he said, he asked me point blank, have you read your Bible lately? And I wasn't quite sure where he was going with that. And I said, well, sir, I think I know what it says. Where are you going with this? And he said, well, then you would know that these things are demonic and we should not be pursuing them. Yeah. And he wasn't kidding. That's exactly how he felt.
So this is a Pentagon. This is a Department of Defense official saying, stop looking at UFOs because they're demonic.
Correct.
There have been hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have escaped an alien abduction experience by saying the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
Each one of them said, yes, sir, we've come across cases like this ourselves, where they've been able to stop it using prayer or Jesus' name. I said, excuse me, how come we have never seen this documented? You're telling us otherwise, that it can't be done, it can't be stopped. First answer they usually gave us, we didn't know what to make of it. I would have been fine with that. The second answer is what puzzled me and got me kind of angry. Because it was that one that I want you to hear for sure. They said we couldn't go there because it might affect our credibility in the realm. Do I hear cover-up? Over the next 10 years, I have now worked with over 400 cases of people that have been able to stop the abduction experience in the name and authority of Jesus Christ.
We are definitely dealing with something evil, ancient, and demonic. That's for sure. Aleister Crowley was doing this ancient ritual where he manifested up an entity from the void, he said. And the entity's name was Lamb, and it looked exactly what they tell us these gray aliens look like. Now, if you enhance on the back of the dollar bill, you can see clearly it's one of these entities, which is a demon. Our government is working with these ancient entities, and it's working with them for advanced technology. It's not just getting advanced technology from them. I believe it's using their DNA and trying to clone them and create super soldiers and many hybrids. Just like they said, as in the days of Noah, when the fallen angels was sleeping with women to make the offspring known as the Nephilim, which were these giants, right? They had all kinds of hybrids back then. Animal-human hybrids, chimeras, all different kinds. And we're doing the same stuff today through genetic manipulation.
I believe that the, there are, God showed me a specific answer to a two prayers, that they're demonic, and that they're demonic beings that make an appearance and appear to be real, and they are real. Satan, Bible says angel Satan can appear as an angel of light. So they can appear, and so nothing human can make a 90-degree turn at 3,000 miles an hour and survive. And so they have these, and I think the purpose is to draw you away from the real God and say, look at us, and this is where you ought to be, because we are superhuman, and we can do it. So that's my feeling. People laugh at me generally, but I'm not going to be, I don't care.
Because, I love you. You know, I love you.
Yeah, God he's answered prayers, my prayers specifically. And so I said, and I get laughed at when people say, well, that's what God told me, so I'm going to be say that they're demonic beings, and there's not any extraterrestrial, I mean, superhuman, but other civilizations out there that are farther away from us. It's a distraction from.
We don't live on a spinning ball, spinning endlessly through a galaxy like they have told us, but we actually live in a multiverse. It's all interdimensional. This reality that Source Consciousness, God, the creator of all things, created through some type of angelic technology, spoke us into existence. It's coded at the speed of light. So you have to go beyond the speed of light to break out of the code and travel interdimensionally. Now, these fallen angels that are masquerading as aliens, they have technology that can travel interdimensionally throughout the dimensions. The reptilians, the grays, they're interdimensional entities. And they are not only traveling interdimensionally, they have technology that they're using. The black goo, the graphene oxide that they put in the jabs, is allowing them to use the human vessel as an avatar. They can control it from this parallel dimension, literally like an avatar. So it's demonic possession on steroids. And down in Antarctica, they have directed energy weapons, all kinds of technology that's far beyond anything
we've had. Since we have to be brief, I have already given all pertinent information and supporting documentation to the Senate Intelligence Committee and Arrow. They informed me that all of my information will be recorded for public record and shared with Congress. It is that important. In 2010, I was selected to go down to the South Pole Station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation. I function in a dual-role capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology at the South Pole Station certainly can do what it is presented as its primary purposes, and unfortunately, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purposes of the science as presented. But I'm going to skip right through the chase, folks. I have provided documentation that proves that the 5,160, what they call DOMs, that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit at 2,047 volts each. That gives us a long list of things to consider. It is effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things that it can do. Vehicle detection. We're learning that these off-world craft, on-world craft, ours or other nations, are also emitting neutrinos. So this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for this new level of equipment that nobody's discussing. In addition to the ability to detect neutrinos and the exotic vehicles, I have provided documentation that shows that this is also a system for faster-than-light communications. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA, found the off-world fleet, the list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster-than-light vehicles moving throughout the system, we're going to need faster-than-light communications. This is that facility. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when they first fired it up, that was when we had the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. There was two incidental shots before they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake-generating device as well. This is the weapons of war that we have to deal with now and what Raytheon's hiding. There's an ELF system at the South Pole Station that when I was arrived, I was told it was off, dismantled, and completely defunct. In my work, I will rapidly just tell you, I had to figure out the circuitry for certain other repairs, and I found that this system is, in fact, completely energized, up and running, and being utilized with the other systems for nefarious purposes as well. The Atmospheric Research Observatory is in what we call the clean air sector. I witnessed myself a very powerful green laser shooting out of the top of this facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communications and or a defense system. I am not saying that we need to be scared of anything that's out there, but please understand, the military-industrial complex is happy to invest all of your money in alleviating their fears. A question of power comes into play for all of these facilities that are present. I assure you, I knew what was going on. I knew the load demands of the facility, and all of these new items exceed the demand for the systems that I was presented. I am doing due diligence and research. I believe there is either a secondary power supply there that is either nuclear, that was there prior to the start of the Antarctic Treaty, which prohibits such things, and or that there is some sort of exotic power supply system there that just is not in the verbiage of the treaty, so it negates the responsibility to the parties involved. I think that pretty much covers it for time. If anybody wants to find out more, I have a website where all this information is at. For brevity, I'll wrap it up, but you can go to deciphering.tv. I've documented all of this stuff, and information is available.
This is all fallen angelic technology. In the elites, they have life extension technology, med beds, that is so far advanced beyond anything we could even imagine. They don't get sick like we do, you know, because they have technology that stops this. And they're working with these interdimensional entities to get this life extension technology, these med beds, the zero gravity technology, these crafts that can literally cloak themselves and look like a cloud. We're seeing them all over in the skies because they're getting ready to do a fake alien invasion, and Maui was a test run to see if the directed energy weapons would work. They're going into these DMT meetings with these entities and coming out with technology that actually works. Now, over on truthmafia.com, that's where I put all my content, do all my blogs, my videos, but my shop is over on my truthfultv.com website, and we offer these pyramids that block all the negative energy that they're bombarding us with. That's on truthfultv.com. That link will be down in the description. If you're on Instagram, the link is in the bio. If you're on Facebook, it'll be down in the description.